The city and borough of Juneau says it's outgrown City Hall. Actually, it outgrew the aging building more than 20 years ago and spends over $1 million annually both for maintenance and for leasing space in nearby office buildings. Now the city has proposed building a $27 million new City Hall, big enough to hold all of CBJ's operations. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has more on the expected costs and savings of that plan.
City Manager Rory Watt laid it out before the Juneau Assembly earlier this week. The city currently spends $750,000 a year to lease space in other buildings nearby. In his view, that's not sustainable.
I'm thinking that Juneau is going to have a municipal government for 50 or 100 years. And I've, in my municipal career, I've watched us pay rent for 26 and a half years. And it does not make sense to me.
The city contracted Northwind Architects last fall to come up with a conceptual design for a new city hall on top of the downtown Transportation Center parking garage. The garage was built in 2009 and was designed to be load-bearing to accommodate future structures. At various points over the years, proposals have been made to place a new state capitol on or near the site. Nothing ever panned out, and Watt said the additional two floors of office space would accommodate all city operations and allow CBJ to maintain its presence in downtown, where buildable land is limited. Assemblymember Carol Treem agreed with Watt.
When it comes to location, my gut instinct is that having City Hall in the core of CBJ downtown sounds just as important visibly as a symbol, especially with the state capitol right up the hill.
Assemblymember Rob Edwardson pushed back at that, pointing out that relocating City Hall elsewhere could improve public engagement.
20,000 of the 32,000 people in Juneau live out in the valley. Most of our meetings are held in the evening, so it wouldn't really matter whether they work downtown or not. They would be closer to their homes, which means, again, more accessibility.
Edwardson also said building a new city hall will only get more expensive the longer they talk about it. But there's still plenty to talk about, like how the city plans to pay for the $27 million project. It says that selling or leasing the existing City Hall would open up new revenue streams, but the new building would most likely be financed by bonds, in which case voters will get to decide. If they want that on the municipal ballot this October, that doesn't leave a lot of time. Mayor Beth Weldon directed city staff to get to work.
City manager, go forth and seek public input.
Meetings should begin this summer. Everything from the design and location of the new City Hall to cost and payment plan will be up for public discussion. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.